Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott.
Carl, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
it
buddy.
It is damn fine to see you.
It's
I know you took
you.
Off. You went to the NFR. Yeah. You got all this great stuff over the
I went
the
there,
holidays.
Saw the kids. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of traveling there. I'm ready to lay down.
Hey, I'm stoked.
Today, the 28th of December, 6:05 in the evening, and we're here. Tyler's at the helm there. Good morning or good evening.
Good morning to you, too.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's I'm still locked in.
Absolutely.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, I did.
Good. Glad to hear it. Yep. Glad to hear it, buddy. Hey, tonight we're going to give away two tickets to New Year's Eve at the Reading Garden of Lights. We've given away a lot of tickets for just regular Garden of Lights, but this is for New Year's Eve, and these are like $45 tickets. And we're going to give those to the first person that calls 605-4567. Tyler, get their name and phone number. You know how to do it, buddy. And we're going to give these away. The only thing is you're going to have to either come down tonight or pick them up tomorrow because the station's closing down this weekend because New Year's Eve and all that. So we won't have anybody here.
Wait. We've got to make this contest.
Well,
we're at Man Up.
We're at Man Up.
Yeah. So and when you call in, you have to tell me what bowl the Oregon Ducks are playing in on the 1st of January. Oh, and
are
you
the
must,
Oregon Ducks playing in a bowl?
Oh, you better look out. You know, you're getting pretty fit these days. I think I've got about 30 pounds on you right now.
Was it the salsa bowl?
The what?
The salsa bowl?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can't have the tickets, Tyler. You got it wrong.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so 605-4567 for $90 worth of New Year's Eve tickets at the Reading Garden of Lights. It's family friendly. It's music and all types of great things going on there.
We went twice already.
You have?
Oh, man. We went with our friends.
Yeah.
We're going with you again.
Now we're going to New Year's Eve. That's right.
I can hardly wait.
You know, today on the show, I told them that we're going to be talking about all these new gun laws that are happening in California, and it is really, really, really an assault on the Second Amendment.
Well,
from our Democrat friends,
and that's what that federal judge, Judge Carney.
Well, he stopped one of them. He put one of them on.
He stopped one. Thank goodness we got federal.
Yeah.
Judges somewhere in the state.
Well, you know what? What's going to end up happening? Most of these are going to end up in the Supreme Court.
And oh, of course,
especially
they are.
Like things like SB2, where about limiting. Well, let's start by going through this a little bit.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about SB2 and what that said was, and you're the expert here, buddy. That it was going to limit where you could carry a concealed firearm, even if you've been through the schools, even if you were accredited, even if you had your certificate. But there were so many places where you couldn't carry, you might as well just lock up your gun.
Well, so here's the thing. Yes, and I could go over the sensitive areas, and they include the sidewalks and all surrounding properties parking lots, all surrounding the building and all the surrounding property, including sidewalks, like around the library.
Parks
around City Hall, all these places.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that you could, carry a firearm now. So, first off, let me start this conversation with 27 states in the United States of America have permitless carry. That means no permit needed. You just carry a gun.
Yeah.
Go in, buy a gun in 20 minutes, walk out. That's how it works, right? Background checks are in place. So for all of those who are listening, well, not like anybody would listen that, doesn't listen to us and isn't in our circle, but that think there are no background checks in a 20-minute purchase. That's not true. Background checks take about 15 minutes, right? When I submit from my gun shop at Northern Firearms, when I submit your name and all your information, including the gun, they have the background check done in 15 minutes. It's the 10-day cooling off period that we have in California, which, I got it. I'm not going to argue that. That's not even on the table. So we got that 10-day wait. So even in, let's say, Oregon, Idaho, when you go in and buy a gun, they background check you. And then they give you the firearm. Off you go.
Texas.
So,
right.
California does the same thing. It's just that they hold it, that background check, for 10 days. So you can cool off in case you're mad at somebody. You don't go into Walmart and buy a gun and, you know, go out and commit a crime against them, which is in some parties argue, in some hand, you know, some place that's arguable. But as far as I'm concerned, it's still tyranny, right?
Right.
All right. So, so SB 2, Senate Bill 2, is a bill that is in direct retaliation to the 2022 Bruin decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that said, this is America. The Second Amendment shall not be infringed. And if you can be trusted to, you're going to carry a firearm in public. Not complicated. Is that a complicated thing for anybody here? No. I mean, in many, many states, you can just carry it open wherever you go.
Yeah, it's constitutional carry. You buy a gun, you can carry it.
And some people may, you know, that may insult your sensibilities, but, you know, this is America. So in SB 2, they said, oh, okay, if you, America, you want to do that? You want to talk about the Constitution? We're just going to write a bill that's so damn difficult to carry, and it will be so expensive for these people to go to class. We're going to pass a bill where you can't carry it anywhere, and we're going to double the training requirements. So renewal becomes 8 hours, and initial becomes 16 hours. Now, your judge, or your sheriff, Mike Johnson, has already said, look, we're going to try to make that as easy as possible as we can on everybody, and, you know, we're going to let them take it in bits at a time and on, which is a good, good thing. But they still got to go to class for 16 hours, whether they're doing it online with me via Zoom or Joel or whoever, or they're doing whatever, they're still going to be in class 16 hours. So obviously, even though it doesn't double the amount, it's darn near double the price. So you've got that going on, plus all the sensitive areas, including all athletic events, any festival or farmer's market where you got to draw a permit to get it, to have it, right? Any public event, any event where they're dispensing alcoholic beverages, whether you're drinking or not. Any place.
Like your gas station, if they sell beer.
Right. So any place like that is going to be off
limits.
Is
that right? I mean,
No. It's dispensing of alcoholic beverages.
Okay, got it. So bars, restaurants.
Well, so here's the thing. Prior to SB2, Applebee's was no problem as long as you didn't drink.
Right.
That's the law. Right. We all know that. You cannot partake.
Right.
Bars, on the other hand, off limits.
Right. And,
you know, from the south.
Must be 21 to get in.
From the south to the north. It's Cottonwood Inn, OK Corral, Firehouse Lounge, All Stars.
Yep.
Right. Squire Room, whatever. But Applebee's, Luke's, Duke's, you know, Kobe, whatever. As long as you're not drinking.
Right. Jack's.
Jack's, you're good to go.
Yep.
Cascade Theater. Right.
Yep.
You went in there and got that taken care of. Well, SB2 got rid of all that. Said, hey, if you're dispensing a beverage anywhere around that, you can't have a firearm. So that went to Judge Cormac Carney. First hearing on it was last Wednesday, and he said that is ridiculous. Wrote a scathing reply to it.
Travesty? Was that the word he used? Something like that.
Yeah.
Travesty.
And then he said, look, not only am I enjoining this, I'm not going to stay it. Go to the Ninth Circuit and try to get your appeal. But I'm not going to stay it so you can get an appeal. It's not enforceable after the first, unless you can get someone to stay it. Well, of course, the state's at the Ninth Circuit right now.
Right.
Trying to get an appeal. And they may. They may get it stayed. It's an emergency stay for the health and welfare of the state, blah, blah, blah. So that's where we're at on SB2 right now, just sensitive places. Every other part of SB2 is still in place.
Yeah.
Which means for you to renew your CCW, Carl Bott, you know, you can hardly be trusted. I need a letter. I need three letters of reference. I'll give you one. Will you give me one?
I will.
But you got to have one from Linda. I got to have one from Lisa. We got to talk about that probably. Yeah, it's got to be someone you live with.
Yeah,
right. And then
think about this one.
And then two more.
You've got to have three letters of reference: one from your person you live with,
yeah,
and two from other people.
Right. In addition, they're going to do a social media check, and if they feel like it, they can send you out to get a psych eval. We don't do that here because we have freedom here in Shasta County. But in some counties, Alameda,
they can send you out for a psych.
Santa Barbara, are these counties that I know.
They're going to look at my Facebook. 100%
psych eval.
They're going to look at my Facebook.
Of course they're going to look at your Facebook. Yeah, they're going to look at whatever they can see publicly. And, of course, I have so much public on my Facebook because I'm a business person.
Yeah. As we do.
That they can look at all of my social media, and I don't really care if they do or they don't, right? I mean, yeah. I know that, you know, I don't care what, I don't put anything on there that is questionable anyway. My beliefs are my beliefs. I look you in the eyeball and tell you what they are. Yep. But, you know, there's nothing crazy on there. So, I mean, if I see tyranny, I'm going to call it tyranny, and that's what it is, right? So, that's where we're at on SB2. Probably.
This will go right to the Supreme Court.
Well, here's the silver lining. Number one, tens of millions of Californians had their firearms rights restored from the Bruin decision. That still stands. They must go through the process and issue those people a CCW. And there's a timeline on it. So it's 120 days from the date they get their background checks back from the DOJ. They have to have that permit either issued or denied, one of the two, right?
Yeah.
So there's that, which is good, right? The other silver lining is New York and New Jersey, they passed their bills clear back in 2022 when the Bruin decision first came out, and they're already on the way to the Supreme Court. So I imagine...
Which is they had the same thing.
The same thing as SB2.
Right.
So I imagine that prior to our legislation getting to the Supreme Court, New York and New Jersey's legislation will have already gotten there, and the Supreme Court will have ruled again on sensitive places and things like that. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We've got to take a quick break here.
All right.
We've got many more of these things
we'll
to
come
go
back.
Through,
we'll talk
including
more.
An extension of the waiting period if certain things are there, like, oh, we're overrun and we can't get to them.
That just means we never came back to work after COVID.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, this is Man Up.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. 6:20 in the evening here on the 28th of December. We're running out of 2023. And you know what? I can't believe it. I have two tickets to 2024 New Year's Eve, Reading Garden of Lights.
Bands, live music,
bands,
right?
Bands, live music.
Cool, good spiked cider.
Spiked cider, spiked cocoa.
I've been there twice. It's fantastic. It's the best date ever.
It is over a million lights there. So give us a call and tell us what bowl that Oregon is going to be playing in this year. And you get these two tickets. And if you're close on the bowl, or just look it up, get on your internet.
Tyler said the Salsa Bowl. That's a pretty good. That's a pretty good hint.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, the Salsa Bowl. Yeah, that's,
absolutely.
It's not. Okay. It's not and the Salsa Bowl, but it's
okay.
A good hint.
Oh, that was. Oh.
And they're playing Oppression. That's who they're playing.
And they're yeah, that's right. They're playing Oppression. Yeah, that's
anyway,
the second hint.
605.
Oh, here we go. Come on, baby. Let's hear it.
605-4567. There you go, buddy. Okay, and get their names. Oh, you know how to do it, Tyler. Okay, we're going over all these new laws that are going to impact on your Second Amendment come January 1st. And we've been talking about SB2, which is just horrendous. But the other one is about the instructors. And they just dropped that on everybody. What day was that?
The 8th of December.
And we were gone when that happened.
Right. And Seth and I were in the middle of like a 40 student weekend.
Yeah.
All over the state. I was in Davidson and Chico.
And when they dropped it on all the instructors, what it essentially did was 90%.
Wiped out 90% of 90% the companies. Not just the instructors, but the companies in the state.
Yeah, that teach concealed carry.
Well, there was a
tell them what they wanted. Tell them how it changed.
So, probably 90%.
We have a winner.
All right. Of instructors in the state work on a credential, a nationally recognized credential issued by the NRA, right?
Right.
Because, Frank, it's the NRA is the only nationwide organization now that has a class called CCW Instructor, okay? Now, to be a CCW instructor, you have to go to about 60 hours of training, okay? So that's a week. And it's a couple thousand dollars when you add it all up to all the different classes you have to attend and all that. So what happens is these people who want to get into our industry, they will contact an NRA training counselor, of which I am, and then they'll come to a class with me. And then we'll spend the 60 hours together, and I'll credential them as an NRA CCW instructor. That allows them to get insurance as an instructor.
Which you have to have.
And then approach their local agency, like our sheriff's department, and say, look, I'm a CCW instructor. I'd like to teach for your county. And then, you know, Sean Paisley and Mo and the sheriff, and they look at the curriculum and they approve it and they say, okay, go forth and prosper. That's how Chris Haggerty over at Old West got his credential. That's how I got my credential. That's how everybody except for cops got their credential.
Yep.
Cops, such as Joel Northrup over at the Firearms Academy, those guys are post-certified guys at the academy. They've been through gun training and all that.
All
so they're
going
to get approved. They don't need to be NRA approved, even though Joel is. All right? So what happened is the state put in an emergency regulation using the Office of Administrative Law on the 8th of December that said to preserve the health, welfare, and safety of the state, we're going to change who can teach that class. In NRA, there was no NRA instructors on that list. Not one. There's no way you can do it but as being an NRA instructor.
They took the NRA off the list.
So in order to do it now, you have to have a post. That means a post instructor puts you through class. You can be a BSIS, firearms security guard instructor, or you can be accredited to teach at a college in California to teach firearm instruction, right? So that's none of us. That's almost nobody in this town except for the few cops that are retired and this and that. So if you are a firearms instructor for a state organization, let's just put it that way, you can still teach. Other than that, everybody else is out. And so, of course, we scrambled.
Well, you have a whole bunch of instructors, and you teach all over the state.
Please, we teach all over the state.
You got the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California.
Most of them NRA certified. Now, remember, I said it, the NRA is the only national training organization that has a class called CCW instructor. Now, there is the USCCA does have a CCW instructor class, but it's called personal protection and home defense and CCW. So, and granted, they're a great class. USCCA is a great company. I have USCCA.
I have it.
Yep, I like it. I love them. They're a training organization. They just haven't been around since 1871, like the NRA has, teaching hundreds of thousands of people each and every year the safe and responsible use of firearms. It's that simple. I mean, we do it. The NRA does it.
It's been the gold standard for decades.
It is the gold standard. Well, what happened is last year, since the Bruin decision, the number of CCW applications in the state rose 56% in 1 year. Of course it did. The Supreme Court of the United States reinstated the Second Amendment right, the constitutional and natural right of self-protection. Right? I mean, think about it.
No,
we're the only species on the planet where one person takes away the right of self-protection from another, right? I mean, every animal on this that walks the earth has a way to protect themselves, except a human being, and one human being takes from the other that right. I mean, if they take away your right to carry a gun in a national park and you get eaten by a grizzly bear, whose fault is that?
Not the bear.
Not the bear, and not the individual, because he probably would have carried a firearm. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, instead they get eaten by the bear. And that's
Say walk down a street someplace and you get attacked by two or three people.
100%.
Yeah, and now I cannot protect Linda or myself.
No.
And because they don't care because they're criminals.
By definition, they're not going to follow that law.
Yeah, they are not going to follow the law. So now because I'm walking down a street in a, what do they call it? A sensitive area.
Right.
I can't protect myself. And if you don't think the criminals know that?
Of course they know it. Why do you think you have mass shootings in schools?
Yep.
Oh. Unprotected. Now, you don't have a mass shooting at the OK Corral.
Nope.
In Cottonwood, because I'll tell you what. In Cottonwood, they're waiting for you to do that. Right? I mean, there are people in Cottonwood who are rubbing their hands together, waiting their whole lives for that to happen, just so they can react to it, right? So at the end of the day, those people are manning up.
Yeah.
Right? So
what's going to happen then with I know you went through a special class.
Right. Seth and I got nominated to go to Riverside County and go to the police academy down there.
And you went and did that.
And we went and did
that. So you two can teach.
Yeah, we can teach.
How does that turn over to the rest of your instructors?
We are still waiting. So they're also going to different post academies throughout the state of different various teachers and this and that. So on the 2nd of January, we're going to get some more information from the Department of Justice. And they're supposed to define exactly who can teach and who can't. And will the NRA be included? Not sure. Will we all somehow have to get to a post academy, a 40-hour long week for thousands of dollars in travel and expense to continue teaching? That's a possibility too. It just depends on what the DOJ is going to say after the first of the year. They're going to wait to the 2nd of January. They've already submitted their emergency declaration. Yeah. To the Office of Administrative Law.
I understand they've had for 6 or 7 months at least.
Yeah.
They just waited to the end of the year and said it was going to take place on January 1st.
Yeah, during the holidays so that nobody can get anything done.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Well, I'm just want to throw a shout out there to the California State Sheriff's Association.
Oh, yeah.
Because let me tell you, Mike Johnson and his friends, they bowed up. I mean, the letters,
they get big.
Scathing comments. They got big.
Okay.
And Chad Bianco down in Riverside, that's how I ended up down there, said, you know what I'm going to do? You want to play that game? I'm going to put all my CCW instructors to school, the ones that can pass the qual. The qual was not easy. The school was expensive. But if you could pass the qual and go to the school, we'll certify you, right? So
can Sheriff Johnson do something like that?
I think he could. But I'm not sure. I don't want to speak for Sheriff Johnson.
No.
I called Sean Paisley, and here's what he said. And
Paisley works for Sheriff Johnson.
He's a CCW coordinator right here. His comments to me, and you know, it was very soothing. I just love that guy. His comments to me were, we're going to take this a day at a time. Don't worry. Something will come up. We'll figure it out. And you just wait, Ted. And I love that. I said, okay, we're waiting.
And Sheriff Johnson, you know, he's the final arbitrator here in the county. I mean, if he says, you know what? I know your guys. I know the training they do and all this. He could just say, just march on.
He could.
He could.
He hasn't, but he could.
He could.
But I'll tell you what. There are other sheriffs that already have.
Yeah.
And they've already told us. No, they got to change the penal code for the change what I do in my county.
There you go.
But and that's happened throughout the state more than once.
Well, you know what? The Democrats, you know what, my friends, everybody goes, well, you can't bet the Democrats. It's because the Democrats control the state. If it was Republicans doing this, I'd say the same thing. If it was independents, if it was UFOs dropped off a bunch of roundheads down there and they were doing it, I would say that.
Nothing to do with party. It just has to do with tyranny. It has to do with power and picking their own winners and losers. That's all they want to do.
And we got to take a break here. Ted Leidy's with me.
Break. Break for sissies. We're here to man up.
Yeah, man up. And we gave away those tickets. And
it's the Fiesta Bowl.
Just give me the Fiesta Bowl and give me the first name.
Heidi.
Heidi.
All right. Thanks for listening to Man Up, Heidi.
Okay, now, Heidi, you're probably still listening. So here's the thing. Tomorrow's the beginning of a long weekend. So get in here around noontime. Before noon or around that, and we'll make sure you have those tickets. However, you have her phone number too.
Yes, I do.
I will. If you're not here at noon, I will give you a call, and we'll make sure that you get those tickets.
And we'll be there too.
Yeah, we're going to be there too.
Carl and I'll be there with our wives.
Yeah, and our guns. So no, I'm just kidding.
It's fun. It's not in. No. SB2's not in.
Not there yet.
We can do that.
Take advantage, boys. Take advantage.
Except. We're probably going to have a
cider.
So the guns are in the car.
Probably have a flask of old-fashioned whiskey.
Got some Angel's Envy.
Oh, yes.
We'll be right back.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Light. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichaws.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Man Up with Ted Lighty and Carl Bach. Here it is at 6:36 in the evening on the 28th. We have run out of December, buddy.
Oh, man.
Where'd this year go?
It's just a trip. Time is just a trip, man.
Yeah, you know, it's gone.
You know what? Remember how when you were younger, your dad just lived for the day when everybody had dinner together?
Oh, yeah.
I felt that this year.
Did you have that? Did you have a good see all the kids? And
oh,
the
yeah.
Grandkids?
Boys, both boys and the girls came, you know, and it was just, we just sat there and talked to Coleman, and I mean, you know, Coleman and Carson, both those boys are just doing fantastic, and it's just good to see them, and Mallory and Sam, you know, their girls, and Lisa and I sat there, and Seth and Rochelle, and Philip and Megan, and their kids, and it was just so much fun to have dinner on Christmas Eve, and then, of course, on Christmas, I went down to see my dad. In Cottonwood, all day we hung out down there and we played dice and watched football, of course. And I got on, a betting app and lost $10. $10. You know, if I win $10, I'm like, yay. If I lose $10, I'm like, oh, shoot, it cost me $20 just in diesel to get there. you don't think about that, do you?
Yeah, we had the same thing. We got, we did go to the national finals, and that was a good time. Came back, we weren't sick, unlike many other people.
Oh, COVID.
Came back.
COVID Vegas is the place.
And some kind of weird other Vegas diseases, is the place. But there was going to be a big thing with the Reading Rodeo Association had to cancel it because so many people were ill. But then we turned around and went down, saw the kids in New Mexico. And that was great. That was just great. The flights were decent or good. And And then we landed back in Sacramento, went down to see her parents, and then the whole family got together over at Lee and Cindy's. That's our brother and sister and law and all their kids and all this. So that was a wild night. So, and then we came back, and we're happy to be back. We missed this place.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. My highlight of the month was going to be I talked to Cam Middleton, and he set up a class for the Asphalt Cowboys to do their CCW, and that was going to be my claim to fame for December. Was I got to finally get inside the clubhouse and teach the Asphalt Cowboys. Well, we got called to go down to that police academy, and Emily got to do it. Emily Booth and Philip did it, and I think Morgan did it with her, and they got to have the class, but I didn't get to do it. So it's all right.
Let's go to the phones, Pat. Good
What's
evening.
Happening, Pat?
Hey guys, you know I just finally decided this morning to apply for my CCW, and now, just this afternoon, I realized that I'm about 3 months past my 2-year mark for training. Do you think that is going to hang it up? Can I get the training and take that into the sheriff's office with me?
That's going to be the sheriff who decides to do that. But here's what I want you to do, right? Because the law is written so that if your application is in by 2023, then you don't have to do the 16-hour class, right? Does that make sense?
I understand.
But
now, but my training is like was June of 2021.
Oh, so
he's
never,
2 months. He's 2 months expired.
Right.
That won't be a problem.
You had a CCW, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no. So you're going to need, you've got an 8-hour training certificate right now, right? Somewhere.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. So
I sent that in with the packet. All
okay.
Of that, yeah.
And that's all in via Permidium.
Yep.
So what they're going to want exactly. from you is they're going to want 4 more hours to update that training. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So okay. what you can
I'll
do is
get signed up.
You can go to usgunpro.com and sign up for that 4-hour renewal on Sunday. I've got it.
Okay.
And that'll update your training certificate. Most of the time, that'll be fine. I don't want to speak for the sheriff's office. They got their own way of doing business. But if you've already got your 8 hours worth of training, normally they just want you to renew that eight hours worth of training with 4 more hours and get an update. I would call the sheriff's office first thing in the morning, talk to Sean Paisley. He'll tell you if that will work or not. And we still have slots on that renewal on Sunday.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet.
And I would jump onto that because we don't know what's going to happen. Well, next year it doubles.
Monday, according to SB2, and this did not get thrown out, it's an 8-hour class. And so I talked to Joel today, and, you know, I think it's going to be $149 plus range fees for the 8-hour class for us, right? It's an all-day class.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you could possibly get into a 4-hour class for $90, that's half. That's certainly what I would do if I was him. But call Sean because, you know what, everything is so crazy right now. You know, if this was 3 weeks ago, I could tell people exactly what to do. But right now, I mean, we have 70 students. We started this morning. We taught 20. And we've got 50 between now over the weekend. Now, we've got 11 people working. So I'll have some. Seth will have some. Gary Pickle will have some. Morgan and Emily. I mean, everybody's working, right? But and then Jen O'Hara, she's probably got another 25 or 30 in Red Bluff by herself, right? So, you know, we may do 100 people in this little area over the weekend. So the sheriff's office is going to be swamped. But when you get those applications in before the first.
Is that on SB2 is the one too about people putting signs up in their business?
Yeah, but.
How can they do that?
They can't. But, so one of the items in Senate Bill 2, SB2, was in order for someone to carry a gun in this radio station, concealed, Carl, you have to put a sign up outside that said concealed carry allowed on this premises.
How would I know?
Well, you won't know. But it's illegal for them to come in if you don't have a sign up. You got to put, if you don't have a sign up, they can't come in your business in accordance with SB2. So you must put a sign up if you allow me to carry this gun right now, like I have on right now.
Or they have to put a sign up that says not allowed.
No, if you don't have a sign up, it's not allowed.
Oh, okay.
Right? You see how that works,
right?
Oh, yeah. It's like using the force in reverse.
Yeah.
So that got enjoined also.
Oh, that got enjoined.
That got enjoined
that
also.
Be. I mean,
of
that's
course.
Ridiculous.
I mean, you know, here's the thing. It's just so ludicrous I didn't want to talk about it. But that's all enjoined right now, but only the sensitive areas. Everything else in SB2 stands. Yeah. So here's another thing that's going to affect people. After the first of the year, in accordance with the California Department of Justice and SB2, a gun on your permit must be registered to you. To you, not to your wife.
No.
To you. So, yeah, I see you cracking your neck like a Marine Corps light colonel will do.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's part of the law,
because
part of SB2.
One of the things is that you have your wife's gun on your permit.
Sure.
She has yours on hers.
Sure.
That way she can, you know, she's got yours or whatever.
And
so
if you've got somebody in this town who worked their whole lives and are on a fixed income, right? They got a little retirement, a little Social Security.
Yeah.
And they can just afford one gun. They can afford one gun. They both can come to my class. I'll qualify them both.
On that one gun.
And
a sheriff
will put it on
We've
both their
that.
Permit,
yeah.
right? After the first year, you will each buy your own. That's the way that's going to work. You will each buy your own, and you will put it on your permit. That's the way it's going to work. So that's going to be huge because all over the state, you've got probably hundreds of thousands of guns. Do you know in Riverside County they have 40,000 permits? They process 1,500 a month there. They've got an office. Seth and I, we did a tour of their office while we were there. They've got an office bigger than this studio for sure, maybe two or three times as big, of just processing CCWs. 40,000. And that, and they're not even the most. I think Fresno County might have more than that.
All right. Time for a break. I mean, this is just what the state of California has done to law-abiding citizens. You get this. Okay. I want everybody to understand this. And you do. See, that we have smart listeners out there.
Right, right.
And, is that they have taken you as a legal, law-abiding, background checked, veteran, whatever, in all this.
And retired cops.
Everybody, and they're trying to make you into a criminal, which is essentially, if you don't know every facet of that, like a couple that has one gun.
Right.
And so now one of them can't carry.
No,
so
they got to go with their own.
Unless they break the law.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Unless you want to break the law, right?
Yeah, it's like 1984, right? So many laws that nobody knows what they are, and then somebody's going to be breaking the law
all the time.
All the time.
That's what I when I say picking the winners and losers, that's what they're doing.
There it is. All right, we're going to take
a break. We're back.
We'll be right back.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind. For
Auld Lang Syne, my dear. That's it. This is the last Man Up of 2023.
This is the last. This is the last 15 minutes of Man Up.
There it is.
People, I want to thank you. First off, I want to thank our 10 listeners.
Our 10 listeners?
Thank you, Jim Spencer from the DSW.
We have at least three that I know, because that's how many phones were ringing.
Oh, I know. So, yeah. Okay. Jim Spencer over at VFW Post 1934. He told me that he was listening tonight. So thank you, Jim.
And Heidi. Thank you, Heidi.
And Kelly Molnar in Canyonville, Oregon. I know he listens because he's my buddy. He always tells
me
every day.
And Perry Cremains.
Perry Cremains, who is usually here with us,
is where's he at?
He's in Bandon. You know, it's where the beautiful people are, up in Oregon. He said it's 58 and sunny, or it was sunny today, but not raining. You know, that's crazy for Bandon. It's normally windy and raining there. So, Perry, we love you, man. We miss you. Although, I can tell you, this is the first man up we've ever had. We weren't sitting here drinking whiskey. So, Perry, you might be a bad influence.
You better pick it up when you come up next month.
Perry sent me a list of bottles that he was thinking about buying, of bourbon. And they started like $13,000. He goes, "Which one, Ted?" I said, "Go big."
Yeah, do that.
Go big, Perry. Yeah. Do it, brother. Okay, so I've got some news from the Leidy household.
All right.
You know how my wife feels about the animals that,
you know, Fire Cat and the others?
Yeah. Well, what about the animals I shoot?
Oh.
We can't have any animals in my house except for in my room, in my safe room, my little place where all
we're
my
We're talking about trophies here. This is what we're talking
trophies,
about.
Yeah. Trophy heads. Mounts, right. Taxidermy. Kevin Tedder, you know Kevin.
I know Kevin. He's
Kevin
a great
comes
taxidermy.
Over the other day. Him and I are sitting here BSing and whatever in the front and talking the holidays. He says, "Hey, I got that muley mount that I'm working on." He goes, "We need to take a look at where we're going to go in the house." I'll walk over to the stairwell. You know that huge stairwell that's like 25 feet high? You know, it'd be great for an animal.
Oh, yeah.
I said, "Well, it looked great here." He goes, "Well, why don't you put it there?" I said, "Well, my wife won't let me." He goes, "Well, is there something you can do to her so that, or for her, so that she'll let you?" I said, "Let me think that over." Then I said, "Hey, honey," she's upstairs working. She comes down and she says, "What?" I said, "How about I buy you a new handbag and you let me hang an animal here on the wall?" She thought about it and she said, "What kind of animal?" I said, "Well, I'll let you pick it, but, you know, I'm going to hang an animal right here." She goes, "Any handbag?"
What you're saying here?
I know. Yeah, I thought
I've been
about
through
it
those
hard.
Before,
well,
yeah.
My wife knows that since the emergency order from the DOJ, I'll be unemployed next month, right?
Yeah, there you go.
So, couldn't have been too much. I thought, man, I might be in a good position here, right? So I made a deal and I got a new piece of real estate in my own house to paying an animal.
I just want to make sure
that's pretty good, right?
And that's a great deal. But what about the Cape Buffalo?
It's not even big enough for the Cape Buffalo. I know, yeah. I think we'll probably hang that in here. You got a spot for me?
Oh, yeah.
Go right there. We'll hang a Cape Buffalo.
I've got
here.
A big spot
so
right there.
I think
there.
We're going to put that
little
mule deer
plaque
in there.
With your name under it.
We're going to put that either mule deer or she actually likes the sable, and I have the sable.
Oh, sable's beautiful.
Yeah, sable's cool. Yep. So we'll see. But anyway, that's good news from the home front.
Yeah, you know, she's so relented. You don't have to put them out in the garage anymore.
After so much depressing news about SB2, right? Hey, listen, here's the deal. Here's what I want. Here's what I want to say about SB2. I'm just going to shut it down with this. We'll tell everyone the same thing. Look, you need to try to keep up, right? If you go to YouTube and you watch the Armed Scholar, right, Anthony Miranda, if you YouTube, go watch him. He talks about – he's a Firearms Policy Coalition attorney. He briefs us every day on SB2 or Miller versus Bonta or whatever, right? May versus Bonta. I mean, all the versus Bonta litigation on the planet that goes on right now. So he briefs you. If you're a gun carrier in the state of California, you should get a briefing, not just a two-year briefing from me, but a daily briefing from Anthony Miranda on YouTube. Now, if you're an insomniac like me, you can watch it with closed caption on your streaming TV on YouTube, right? Me and the fire cat watch it while he's just sitting there sleeping. So, with closed caption.
I do that with Linda. She's asleep.
I'm watching TV. I can't sleep.
I watch rodeo, but the captioning is so screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
That I mean, you don't need captioning to watch rodeo.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, you watch the Armed Scholar on YouTube. I'm not prepping him. I'm just saying that's a good source of information.
No, I've seen him before.
On YouTube.
Yeah. I mean,
right? He's a good one. He's a good one. And here's the other thing. What they want you to do is they want you to not renew that CCW so that you get caught somewhere so that they can say, see, it's a bunch of outlaws. We told you they were a bunch of outlaws to begin with. Now they can't follow the law. Because they're carrying guns around in town. I've had people tell me, well, I'm not renewing. I can't keep up with the stuff. Listen, renew your CCW, people, and then try to keep up with it. Because here's the thing. We carry guns as a last resort. If something happened to you, and you had to use your firearm to protect your life, which is the only reason why we would use a gun, and you're carrying it illegally to begin with, you're behind the eight ball when it comes to your defense. You need to keep up, keep the gun on, and renew that CCW so at least you can say, look, the laws are so damn confusing. I thought I was in a sensitive, I thought I was in the right place, but I was 1 foot over the line on a sidewalk when I shouldn't have been. And at least you can argue that. If you just carry it around illegally, you're an outlaw. You're an outlaw. But they're going to put you on the stand and they're going to start with, you're already an outlaw.
If you have any questions, we told you the one guy, or you can call NFI.
You can call me. Text me, 530-999-1822. I can count them. I bet it's 100 texts a day.
Yeah.
That I take.
No, it's got to be because I must be getting 30 or 40 just from the instructor group. I look at them every so often. I put a thumbs up in there, let them know I'm alive.
But do you know what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
That's why we have the instructor
group. That's right.
Because you can stay up with what's happening with the group, you know.
Okay, we've got like 4 minutes. I would just like, before we go into 2024, what do you want to see in 2024 for our country?
I would like to see something that brings us back together.
Yeah, not a huge disaster,
but something that we can all agree on.
Yeah, and there's things out there. You know what I'd like to see is we get past this. Just because you disagree with somebody does not mean you have to cancel them, burn them alive, or anything. You can disagree with somebody and be able to talk about it and walk away going, okay, I see what they mean. See what they want.
It's like the Army-Navy game.
Like the Army-Navy
game. Do we come together on the Army-Navy game?
We do.
Even though we're on opposite sides, we always bet. You owe me $5, by the way.
Yeah, here it is.
Thank you very much, sir. By the way, I never spend this money. I write the date that I got it from you and I hang it on my refrigerator.
It's going to be all ones.
All ones is fine. That's for Vegas, right?
Yep.
And I write on there, and I hang them on, and you come over to my house, I'll show you. I got the magnets of all the different Army-Navy games I've either won or lost with
you.
Which
is why the Navy coach got fired last year.
I know. I've been winning a lot lately.
Oh, gosh. I tell you, I thought we had you maybe for a while this year. The Army turned around and beat Air Force.
Oh, I know.
And now they've got the Commander's Cup.
I know.
With a 5-8 record or something like that.
The Black Knights. I love them. Hey, but you know what? When it comes to those dudes who are in the service academies, they have to make weight.
You know, how do they go from 280, and they're obviously obese, I mean, as far as the standards go, how do they cut 50 pounds?
They've got to make weight, or
must give them a year.
They give them a while, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But remember, these guys are also scholar athletes. They're not taking basket weaving and, cat biology.
And all that. Yeah.
Those guys, West Point's an engineering school.
Well, Annapolis are doing nuclear engineering there, and they're playing football.
These people are scholar athletes. So when I see them playing, if they're 5-8, I don't care.
Nope.
They're the best of the best.
As long as they can fight.
As long as they can fight. And they get on that field and fight, but when they get on the battlefield and fight, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coasties, guess what?
We're all together.
All one team. That's what I'm
talking
about.
And that's what we need.
That's what I'm talking about.
Team. We can disagree. We can say, you know what, that's wrong and all that, but not hate each other. At the end of it, we get together, link arms, and sing the alma mater, which is the national anthem.
The national anthem.
That's what I want.
So next year, first off, I'm thankful that I live in Superior, California.
Yes.
I'm thankful I live here.
Oh, my gosh.
With my friends, my family, the law, our cops, the district attorney, everybody is pro-America, pro-patriotism. I don't care if you're on the board of supervisors, city council, doesn't matter. Everybody here pretty much is on the same team as far as community goes, and
I
love that. When people talk to me about moving, I'm like, no, I just can't do it,
man. That's the thing.
I just can't do it.
If we moved, it would be to a location around here, so we'd still have our same friends and all that.
My friends are here. My family's
and
here.
And people envy us. My son envies us.
Oh, yeah.
Because he lives down in Albuquerque. He lives out on the Mesa there in one of the ranchos. And he says, we don't have what you have there of a feeling of belonging and being with people. I mean, they've got really good friends, but it's not the same as it is here in Redding, Shasta County, in Northern California.
What's your resolution?
My resolution?
For 2024.
I want to be able to bench press 250.
Dude, you're almost there. You look like Adonis, but a tiny bit older.
What's yours?
I only want to work 4 weekend days a month in 2024.
I am taking up team roping.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I am. Starting on team roping this year.
I'm impressed.
It don't bounce as well when you come off the horse, but that's okay. We have a soft arena.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
we got to run. And everybody, happy new year, and I hope that 2024 is just the best for you. I
appreciate everybody.
Tyler, happy new year, buddy.
Happy new year, Tyler. Thanks, brother.
Yep, God bless America.